Blog Talk Radio.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Talking all that dumb talking all that dumb hard to get you straight body.
Save my name on your SIM card. I switch guns to switch blades and switch cars. I switch plates and switch states and switch bras. Don't be surprised if I switch face and switch guard. I'm well worth the labor pain I put my mom through. She said I'm good at whatever I put my mind to. Mind you, I be in Louis Lopez at night blue with Velcro straps, need no laces and tie shoes. Shut up, you get smacked with a mouse pad. The Michael Jackson of group homes, I'm that bad. Clear coat with the roots on, that white jag. Or clear coat with two tones that might clash. See, I smile big, but my style's bigger. That G5's at an altitude with a cloud thicker. Feet on recline while drinking spritzers and brown liquor. Feet on the mic, only competition is Godzilla.
Talking on that dumb hard, talking on that dumb talk, talking on that dumb hard, or get you straight body. Talking on that dumb hard, talking on that dumb talk, talking on that dumb hard, or get you straight body. Talking on that dumb hard, talking on that dumb hard, talking on that dumb hard, or get you straight body. Talking on that dumb hard, talking on that dumb talk, talking on that dumb hard, or get you straight.
Devilish demand flow, yes. Hotter than a summer breeze out there in Cairo. Yes. Douse the whole nation with a flame, pyro. Shadow boxing MCs, blindfolded, eyes closed. Lift them off the seat, toss his body in the wrong road. Then wait for the applause, it's a wrap. Reynolds, yes. Say the wrong words, you be spitting accidental. H-A-C, lock on Pitbull. You only see the glass half full. Learned as a snot nose homie. Only cash rules. Face turned up while I'm snorkeling in Cancun. Mad cause my closet probably bigger than your living room.
Wow.
First pass and find you probably with my flowers bloom.
Yeah.
Been in and out of more women homes than Judy Boone.
Yeah.
Same girl just spit me out. Now he trying to play groom. As far as being on top, sorry, it ain't enough room.
Talking all that dumb hard. Talking all that dumb talk. Talking all that dumb hard. Get you straight body. Talking all that dumb hard. Talking all that dumb talk, talking all that dumb hard, get you straight body. Talking all that dumb hard, talking all that dumb hard, talking all that dumb hard, get you straight body. Talking all that dumb hard, talking all that dumb talk, talking all that dumb hard, get you
straight. I go hard like a brick dude, stack ice like igloos, automatic to split you in half like 1-2. Look through this sweet boy, tell me what you wanna do. Show you just a quick presentation, what my gunna do. Blowing on that sour D. Daddy, give me the gas face. You fiends wanna rock right now. Give them that raw bass. I'm nasty like the hallway piece up by the staircase. My dudes, you go against me and win. Now that's a rare case. Yeah, I'm so fly, I got gravity hating on me. Them scavengers waiting on me. Forget them, they fake and phony. I'm sitting chunky on chromey. You see my vision like Sony. I call the wind and she blow me. He know he the ish, don't he?
Talking all that dumb hard to get you straight bodyguard. Straight pound on the hip, that's what I call a bodyguard. Trespass on me and get sick to the bodyguard. It's kill to be killed, get money and party hard.
DM Hyman Live, DM Hyman Radio Live, good evening.
Good evening.
I just wanted to say thank you for joining us tonight. Sorry for the technical difficulties and the slight delay. And this is Dee Dee, one of the angels coming out of Chesapeake, VA. and just checking to make sure I got my other two angels online. CeeLo from Charlotte.
Good afternoon in the morning time, ladies.
And Toya from Delaware.
Hey, now what's going on, CeeLo? Didi?
Hey.
Hey, ladies.
Hey, Miraguay.
Hey, what's going on? I guess it's another freestyle ladies Friday, ladies freestyle Friday. Excuse me. What's up, ladies?
Hey, let's roll with it. We got so much to talk about. I mean, like, the week has been a very interesting week, especially
very.
In the spiritual world.
Don't tell me you're going to start with the bishop.
What? Okay.
Oh, my Lord.
Boy,
girl.
On TV. I saw his eyes.
What the ass say?
Okay. I mean, hey, man, they caught him coming out the 24-hour store, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, he broke down in front of the cameraman, okay, in the middle of the parking lot about how this man, he said that they got him all young. They got him all young. And that pretty much they just felt like he pushed them to the side when he found, you know, interest in younger gentlemen. Now, I'll say this, that no one can call whether it's true or not, because honestly, only God or the universe knows, you know, what the real truth is. You know what I'm saying? Because it's his story, their story, and the truth. So,
absolutely.
I mean, it's not a judgment call, but it is something to converse about. Not as a judgment, though. You know, but it is something to converse about, because that makes you look at what other figures and think about what other, you know, figures of authority use that same, you know, that same thing with people under them, you know, or the people that they're supposed to be mentoring. It's very easy to be taken advantage of with someone that you trust like that. It's no different in any relationship that we deal with. It's no different than a husband and a wife or best friends or sisters and brothers. Or, you know what I'm saying? It's like you have a trust, and so when that person breaks that trust, it's like, okay, you weren't ready for that because you had your guard down. There was no fence up. You know what I'm saying? It's no different than being molested. You know what I'm saying? But 9 times out of 10 with somebody they trusted. You see what I'm saying? So
don't keep going there because you think we're not passing judgment, but that sounds judgmental when you in the sense where you say it's similar to kids getting molested. I'm gonna say the situation is, but as far as passing judgment, I'm not gonna pay whether he did it or he didn't do it. Because you also can say, what if these guys are lying? What if they're lying? What if this man did not betray their trust and they just feel slighted for because he told them no to something, and they're sitting there lying, trying to take this man down, and it ain't nothing but the devil trying to rear his ugly head. So we can't go down that. I don't want to go too deep down that road of betraying trust is similar to molesting, because to me that's passing judgment almost to say as if anybody's possible of doing anything. He could have, he could not have. But I guess when you go that far, to me, it's like now you deciding to take a side. You leaning toward one side or the other, as a, you know what I'm saying? Because maybe he didn't betray those boys' trust. Maybe those boys betrayed his trust.
But that's what I'm saying. I'm talking about the trust factor. I'm trying to give the example of that deep trust to make everyone understand. Everyone think about that one person that they trust, or that person that they trusted, that did, you know, molest them or betray them in whatever way. You know what I'm saying? Lie to them, steal from them, whatever. Or, you know what I'm saying, call them out their name, whatever it may be. But I was just using it as an example. I'm not comparing the bishop and those boys. I'm comparing the trust thing. I'm just
in
trying
general.
To get into that. Right. Yeah, because that's what I'm saying. I'm not passing judgment. I can't say, you know, what happened because I wasn't there.
What
you think?
I don't think either way. I mean, none of us are there. We don't know what happened. I wouldn't say that he can't do it, that he's not capable of doing it, because anyone is capable of doing anything. I think that a lot of people will take his side because he's Bishop Long, which is not fair to the fellas, the guys that have brought this up, you know, if it did happen. But I also think that people will automatically take the men's side because they would think, why would they make up a story like that? But people lie on others all the time. So,
right.
You know,
Michael Jackson was in the case.
Right. Right. It's a sad situation either way. Regardless, there's a whole lot of praying that needs to happen for everyone.
For everyone, right.
It's a terrible situation. I feel sorry for Bishop Lone's wife and family. You know, I feel bad for the members of the church. You know, I feel bad for the parties involved in the whole situation. It's a terrible situation, and that is what it is. It's just a situation just like any other bad situation that goes on. You don't know who's telling the truth and who's not. It's their word against his against theirs, and that's just what it is. You know,
you pray that
it didn't happen, and, you know, you pray that it didn't happen, but you also, you don't know, because anyone is capable of anything. So
right.
That's just what it is.
I definitely have learned that.
Scoochie.
I need it, I'm on my way, I'll meet you there. Baby girl, I'll see you when I get there.
PM Hyman Radio Live. That was a hot joint from John Brown. Sex on My Money. Thanks for joining us this Friday evening. It's the Angels Online. Dee Dee, CeeLo, what's going on?
None much.
What's up, Toya?
We have a caller online. Last 47772. What you got for us this evening? Do you have a comment?
What's going on, Lowe's Nitty?
Hey, Nitty, how are you?
I'm chilling, man. I was just checking in. I'm sorry to say I missed the topic, and you know what I'm saying? I'm on the road, so fill me in. Put me up to date. What's going on?
Just a Freestyle Friday this evening with the ladies. Mr. TM is not with us at the moment. You have something on your mind, a topic, hot topic you want to talk about?
I heard y'all was talking about Bishop. I didn't hear something about Bishop Long. I just got a text message told me they was listening and y'all was talking about Bishop Long.
And what do you think about the situation, Nitty?
Well, to be honest, you know what I'm saying, I really don't know what to think about the situation. I was going to call it and talk about that chick. What's her name? Cadillac Kim? Y'all know what I'm talking about?
No, who's Cadillac Kim?
Cadillac. She's on YouTube, yo, and she's so hilarious. She said she been telling people he was fucking them boys. She said the nigga was, he wear a wig, first of all. She said, what men you know who wear a wig and ain't a faggot? Cadillac Kim was going in. So I was going to ask y'all, like, what y'all think about her, but y'all haven't heard of y'all, so go to YouTube. And whoever listening, check out YouTube, Cadillac Kim. First of all, she's hilarious, and there's a lot of controversy with her. They say she born a lot of ignorant, born a lot of real.
I can't comment on Cadillac Kim. I haven't even heard of her. But
yeah,
the situation is a mess.
She is definitely making a name for herself with the blog. She goes in, and then she talking about NeNe from the Housewives of Atlanta. She said she broke as a bitch. She wished she'd go get some furniture. She said, I'll buy her some damn furniture. She said, the first time she can't tell the difference between Nene and her husband. She said, that bitch Nene is a no-shit man. And going in. She's funny, but she ignorant also. But she breaking, she knows she get a lot of inside scoop on some real ish. You dig?
Yeah, for those of you who do or don't watch Housewives of Atlanta, the Real Housewives of Atlanta, yeah, it's a mess. It starts, I think a new season starts next month, so I guess be on the lookout for that buffoonery, if that's what you want to call it.
Don't be tardy for the party. Oh, no, the new song is Google Me. No, her new song is Google Me. Okay,
yeah, Google Me.
Wow.
I don't know what, Kim, no one really cares. But I do have a question for you guys. Have you heard about the Rutgers student who committed suicide?
No.
Because of gay bullying?
Oh, go ahead.
There was a student from Rutgers who committed suicide because of gay bullying. Right, he committed suicide. He actually jumped off of a bridge, and he posted on Facebook that he was going to do that. I'm sorry.
I had a laugh. I don't know why. I apologize. That wasn't funny.
Right, no, that's not funny. That's actually horrible. Yeah, he jumped off of the bridge. He actually posted on Facebook that he was going to jump off the bridge before doing so, and it all stemmed from. His roommate, and I believe his roommate's girlfriend, if I'm not mistaken, streaming video of him kissing another male student there at the school. And it got around, you know, on campus. And I don't know if it was on YouTube. I'm not quite sure what it was posted on. But, you know, a lot of people got wind of the video, and he decided to take his life behind it. So now they're pressing charges against the roommate and the girlfriend. And some people were saying that the actual charges are not harsh enough and that they're hoping that they can do, you know, charge them with more than what they're being charged with because I think they only face up to 5 years if they're convicted. I mean, so what do you guys think about the bullying laws or the anti-bullying laws that are out? You know, they vary from state to state. Some states are really, really harsh with it and some aren't.
Well,
Are you guys familiar with any of the bullying laws?
Well, I definitely got to say something about
that. Tail beat and told not to start no fights. You know what I'm saying? Like, they wouldn't be outside. If the parents was paying them some attention, they wouldn't be outside trying to get extra attention and want people to like them.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Listen, look, you're absolutely right, Cielo, because that law is just crazy. You're trying to get into the jail time. Now, I will say that it's cruel, right? I will say it's cruel, but if we go deep, positive and negative cannot exist without each other. And you know this is whatever you choose to be in life or do in life, you have to accept the cons, the pros, and you have to weigh out the pros and cons. You got to be able to accept the negative. You know, and you cannot be weak and allow yourself to take your life. You know what I'm saying? And I giggled, and if anybody listens, I don't want nobody to think I'm insensitive. I giggled because it just sounded funny. That's just a comedic mind I have when she keeps saying you jumped off a bridge. But that is not funny. It's sad. But like I said, the bullying, it went too far. It was fucked up how they did it. But, you know, they can't. They shouldn't get no jail time. They should get penalized in some type of way or learn a lesson, teach them a lesson. But jail, no.
Yeah. I mean, but it was an invasion of privacy. You know, that's an invasion of privacy law.
Somebody needs to be made an example of.
Because
this bullying is too serious. I mean, why are we bullying kids to the point that it's making them want to take their own life? It's so much for them to bear. So first of all, the problem starts at home, and then we're not doing things as the outside to home to make sure this is at least. We can't stop it. You can't stop it, but at least help to make sure that it's controlled or that people who need the help get it or something. But I think we need to make an example of the people that made it. They were wrong.
They teach you when you're growing up. They tell you, and anybody raised in the, you know, and let's just say I don't want to get religious, and when I say that, I don't want to alienate nobody, but. People is raised that that's not right, right or wrong.
Yeah.
We are raised that that's not right. Now, I don't have no problem
Some people.
With it. You know what I'm saying?
Some people are raised that way. Some people aren't. And it seems like nowadays most people aren't being raised that way because there was a poll on CNN that said either 1 in 3 kids are bullied or are bullying. That's a lot, 1 in 3.
But look at the society that we live in. But she was raised that that's wrong. So most people was raised that that's wrong. So the majority of the people, when they come across it in their lifetime, especially as kids, they don't understand it. You know what I'm saying? These are still kids. They're still teenagers. They're still exploring life. They still haven't experienced most things. So this is something that they don't understand. And when they attack, that you, how can you blame a child who wasn't, you know, taught properly? You know what I'm saying? It starts in the home, and it starts with society. We live in a society where everything is on camera. We're being watched from satellite. I can know where you are if your phone is on through my phone, if you have that technology on your phone.
Right.
So,
Nitty, hold on, Nitty. At what point do it come to those teenagers' responsibility? It's okay, at some point it is the parents, but at some point they know that they're bullying, they know that they're wrong, they know they shouldn't have did that. It becomes their responsibility. They're in college, they know better. They know right from wrong. They need to be held accountable and responsible.
They were wrong students, for goodness sake.
Right.
But my thing is, for real, are you that – is it – okay, what was the difference between him and his roommate? Like, okay, so if you're intelligent enough to get into college – okay, did he tell anybody that they were bullying him?
Who knows?
Did he come? You know, it's like nobody. Because I was watching it on the news the other night, and from what I got from it, it was like maybe I misunderstood. Because from what I understood was he posted himself kissing the boy.
No,
and
he
invited people to watch it. Now,
no, he
I mean,
didn't. But actually, you know
maybe
what?
Maybe I misunderstood.
We're gonna go into it a little bit. After this, we have a throwback joint from P-Rock, CL Smooth, Straighten It Out, and after that, we'll have the finance segment.
Yeah.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
chalk line and put the needle to the grind. Representing one kind, see you not for the blind. Witness what I carry on, there's a further purpose. From how we do slam a few, then you wanna purchase. A dialogue of fuck, you love to pop it in your trunk. I win more discipline than a Shaolin monk. Deep rock and CL, well set to spark it. The powerful target to destroy the black market. But when you say black, listen, I don't know, you lose me. I guess another beggar can't afford to be choosy. I come to the maximum, hardest on the major label. Any duplication of this one is fatal. On 125, I gotta hit your line. Beat your ass with my tape, any race or shape. Cause if they got mine, they got yours too. But together, here's what we gotta do. You know, this ain't the world. That's right, y'all. Legacy I passed on, clearance for high rate. Every time we sample on a pastime great, stick it in the SP-1200P to make a loop. Lovely way to troop in the Lexus group. Just a little bit, set to make a whole lot happen. The musical inside my rapping, written by the CL, produced by the PR. And any credit that you heard thus far. A start from scratch, cause the baseline's critical. Better than the original who first made it. Now you wanna sue me, but fans never boo me. Believe I know the times we've been broke too, G. Here's another sample clear, see you get the hell out of here. Like a bootleg, you're over for the year. You only get the credit where the credit is due. So listen, what I shout out is true. You got to tell them, sir. You got to tell them, sir. That's right. Come on. Like the strands of lens, well, I'm thinking that's dead. Here to go to the head and count the locks on the dread. I am not lit to verify, growing to multiply. A theory, many thought a conspiracy. Here to let you know that it applies to all of us. You know exceptions to the ruling at the plus. To do job less, let no one curse. Straighten out what I be about, reckon above the clout. And let the management work for me, because I don't need the unnecessary hostility. A proper marketing plan so we can gobble up the dough. Straighten it out so everybody know the kids all official with the purpose of a smooth surface. Kicking the surface one time to make them nervous. We're finally here and very long overdue. Pete Rock, this one for the crew. Everybody must. You gotta. Everybody must. Everybody must. Come on. Oh yeah. 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 La la la.
TM Hyman Radio Live. It's your girl Toya out of Delaware bringing you your finance segment for this evening. Just wanted to give a little information on how to score an upgrade, whether it's on airfare, car rental, or hotel stay. Right now, airlines have less flights and rental car agencies have slim fleets, so it's harder to get a better seat or a nicer car for no extra cash. At one time, it was very easy to obtain an upgrade, either with a room stay, a car rental, or airfare, just by asking. But due to the economic state and the fact that they don't have as many flights going out and as many cars to rent, it's a lot harder to do so nowadays. So just a couple of tips on how you can actually score an upgrade. As far as your airfare is concerned, right now an upgrade from coach to first class on a United Airlines flight from Chicago to L.A. is worth about $977. So your odds are pretty much 1 in 100 to actually get an upgrade. You can actually improve your chances of being able to obtain an upgrade by just picking your plane or your flight wisely. If you consider the fact that a Boeing 757 is a larger plane and has 26 first-class seats compared to 158 coach seats, you have a better chance than if you were on an Airbus that only has 12 first-class seats to 126 coach seats. So when you're booking your flight online, you can always check the layout of a plane and know how many first-class seats are available. And just keep that in mind. When you actually arrive at the airport, it doesn't hurt to check how many flights are actually booked and how many seats are actually booked prior to departing or right before departing, and you can always request an upgrade at the counter. Another thing to do is try to travel on days that the business travel is not as heavy. For instance, on a Saturday, you're more likely to be able to upgrade to a better seat on a Saturday opposed to on a Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday. So just keep that in mind. And when you're staying at a hotel, right now you figure an upgrade from a standard room to a deluxe room at the Hilton New York is about $85 a night, and your odds are about 1 in 5 for being able to upgrade at no charge. Right now, because stays are down due to traveling being down, you can improve your chances by staying at a business hotel on weekends. You can also ask multiple times for an upgrade. You can use the special request box on the online reservation. You can call the hotel directly and talk to the desk clerk and just let them know you're celebrating a special event and request it. You can also try when checking in late, because most people check in at 3 o'clock or earlier in the day. You can check with them to see if they have any free upgrades available, since they already know what rooms are pretty much taken for the evening. And at the car counter, when you're renting a car, an upgrade from a compact to midsize right now through Hertz is about $42 a week. So your odds are about 1 in 20 in being able to get an upgrade. Many agencies have cut the fleets in the past 2 years, so it makes the upgrades less common. So to improve your chances, just try to book a vehicle that is reserved a lot. For instance, if you book a midsize car, because it's in most demand, most of the time they'll run out of that car, and you may just get a free upgrade without having to ask. Just keep in mind that Friday nights and Monday mornings are peak pickup times. That means there's a less chance that the car you specify will be available at the agency. Also, look for special offers on the agency site, your credit card site, or on coupon pages like retailmenot.com. So, again, remember to always try to get your money's worth, if not more. Don't forget to use your military or AAA discounts if available. And last but not least, it never hurts to ask. The worst they can do is say no, and you're just where you started in the beginning. So keep those things in mind when traveling. It may get you a free upgrade, so you can at least get your money's worth. Now, we were just listening, actually, to a throwback to Pete Rock, Feel Smooth, Straighten It Out. You guys, TM will be joining us in the second hour. But for right now, let's keep the conversation going. I know there, CeeLo, you had a couple of things you wanted to add about the Rutgers student who committed suicide. CeeLo, are you with me?
No. All I was going to say was that I read a little bit about the story, like, you know, the ending part of it. The family was saying that they know that, you know, that this is more than just their son, you know, passing, that it is, you know, it's going to open up a window of legal issues for the country, not just, you know, the university or for that family. So, really, I mean, it is sad that he, you know, chose that path. And, you know, you really, you don't want anyone to take that path, you know. And, like, how was he feeling before then? You see what I'm saying? Like, because something else had to be going on for you to just take your life over that. I mean,
not necessarily. They say he was a promising student. He was a very good violinist. He was a good student. So, you know, I can't say that, I guess since none of us know him, we can't say that he had something else going on. This could have just been the one thing that caused him to do that. It may have really changed his world that much that he thought he couldn't handle it. So,
he didn't want to disappoint his parents.
Right, or his close friends or family, but they're definitely in our prayers. You know, bullying is something that's terrible. I mean, they send home pamphlets and things of that sort, you know, from my daughter's school, you know, how to Keep an eye on your students to find out if they're being bullied or if they are showing traits of bullying other kids. So, you know, it's really out of hand nowadays. They take bullying to a whole nother level. At least I think they do. I think it's something that everyone needs to work on.
They need to send pamphlets, not for the kids so much. They need to send pamphlets to these parents, because in actuality, it does start at home. And these kids take what they see from home and take it to school. And then that's how they become bullies. And it's not like they are born bullies. You know what I'm saying? They have to get it from somewhere. They get it from home. That's where it starts. That's what we need to send some pamphlets to these parents. And then be the whole parents responsible when these kids are doing the bullying. When they get in trouble, hold the parent responsible, because they need to have these parents need to have a better grip control over their kids. Why are you allowing your child to come to school and affect someone else's learning? What are you not doing at home that's making them want to go do this?
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. I agree.
Freaking exactly.
And it's crazy. I think sometimes we don't hold parents as responsible as we should. You know what I'm saying? We want to say the teachers, the school, but for real, it starts at home. And sometimes people are reluctant to say that because they don't want to step on the parent. They don't want to hurt the parent's feelings. They don't want to step on their toes. I don't care. I'm a parent. If I can improve, tell me how.
You know what? It goes further than the parent also. You know what I'm saying? Well,
okay.
And first of all, a lot of parents don't even have, you know, they're so busy working and trying to provide a good living and a good lifestyle because of what's been painted to us through the society and through the media and, you know, through all of that. Like, parents ain't parents no more. You understand what I'm saying? Real parents ain't parents no more because they're so busy searching for success. Everybody want to be an entrepreneur, and which is only right, me in America. But where'd that lead the children?
Right.
Huh?
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
Niggas out the park, baseball bat.
You got the rhythm and blues, I need to fuck with your crew. So everybody just stay in tune, yeah. Because your body won't move if you can't feel the blues. So everybody just stay in tune. Homies are hotter than June, and you look coming soon. So everybody just stay in tune, yeah. I'm on the floor, give me room, into the temple of June. Now everybody just stay in tune.
Figure four, leg lock, hardcore hip-hop. Rock it and don't stop, word to the dreadlock. In the weed spot, sipping on getting stout. Nigga, know what I'm talking about. From the yard to the stars and beyond. My flow is universal and my word is my bond. Photon blast, we can shake from the rap, bitch. I'm on fire, I seem a cold bass, bitch. I'm out for 5 beats, lame with a damn free. Uncircumcised, so I give a ass more meat. With my feet up, rolling up, big blunt. Fuck them studs, I'm motherfucking G'd up. From the fetus to the grave on the power grind. Look in my eyes, all you see is dollar signs. Any means necessary, mine. Medicine society, threat to mankind.
Rhythm and blues, I made a fuck on your crew. So everybody just stay in tune, yeah. Because your body won't move if you can't feel the groove. So everybody just stay in tune. Homies, you're hotter than June, and you look coming soon. So everybody
just stay in tune. Yeah, I'm on the floor, give me room into the temple of doom. Now everybody just stay in tune.
T.M. Hyman Radio Live. It's a Freestyle Friday this evening. We've got the Angels online with our special guest, Nitty. T.M. will be joining us shortly. So what's going on with you guys?
I just wanted to say that was a great cut, Stay in Tune, from King Apocalypse, and let everyone know that it's 10:51 in Chesapeake, Virginia. It's 10:51 in Newark, Delaware, and it's 10:51 in Charlotte, North Carolina, but it's also 7:51 in Las Vegas, Nevada. And I just wanted to let everyone know that, yes, Terrence will be back with us at 11, coming up in the 11 o'clock hour. And, ladies, I just want to say, before we keep talking about the kids and the bullying, I don't know if I want to stay on this subject because it irritates me. It gets under my skin. I could talk about this all night long. I have an attitude, but I don't know if I want to have an attitude on it.
don't let it get to there, baby. Don't let it get to there.
I've never heard so much about bullying. I mean, we've all been to school. I mean, bullying has been going on since, been probably as long as prostitution, but at the same time, I've never heard a classmate of mine killing themselves because they've been too stressed behind people bullying them. But is that what the world is coming to? Is that what our kids will have to face?
I got a six-year-old school.
You know what?
Follow me down the hallway. Nobody touch me. You know what I'm saying?
Listen, that kid would have eventually killed himself in life for something. Because if he took his life for that, and to be honest, he would have took his life at one point in his life for something, his heart would have got broken by one of his lovers. He would have killed himself. Well, it could have been 20 years.
I don't think it's fair to say that because you don't know that would actually happen.
But, you know, I don't know, but I that's just my opinion and my assertion. That's what I said, my assertion. Listen, that's just my opinion. Hey, let me get it together. Listen, I feel like this guy here, man, you know, rest in peace to him. And I don't even know him, and I just heard about the topic today myself. You know what I'm saying? And I just feel like, It was something in him that's in you. That's in you to want to kill. Who kills themselves? I'm pretty sure everybody didn't thought about it or thought about what if I did it, what would happen or how would I feel? You know what I'm saying? Or life didn't get too hard. I know I done sat in my lifetime and got to the lowest of my life and looked at God and said, you know what? I'm ready to go. I don't know if I can handle all of this pressure and handle everything going on. And then just seconds, I'm like, hell no, I ain't killing my damn self.
Right. But then some people don't come back from that thought, though, you know? And that's the thing that we have to be mindful of is because, you know, we have to respect the humanistic value of people. And the thing is that because maybe, I've contemplated suicide before, but as you see, I'm still here. But the thing is that what charges me and what charges you or Didi or Toya or TM, you know what I'm saying, doesn't charge another percentage of the world. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
We right here that are speaking to each other represent a small portion that haven't done it.
But then you have
all the people that have in the past, that have taken their lives for whatever reason, whether it be financial or over love or, you know what I'm saying, or self-disappointment or self-loathing. I mean, we can't call it. It's just, you know, we just have to, be our brother's keepers, our brothers and our sisters' keepers.
You know what? What I get from this, wrap it all up, I get that we need to watch. We don't know what we say and do, how it affects people, so we need to be mindful of what we say and what we do to people. So we need to do better as people. We need to, in our homes, you know, teach our children, pay attention to our children a little bit more, you know what I'm saying, encourage them constantly, and just make sure they're strong, because, you know, you don't want your children going out being weak in the world, you know what I'm
right.
saying, so, that, you know, it's sad, you know what I'm saying, but, you know, like I said, I don't think them kids should get punished for it because, you know, they didn't know that boy was going to kill himself.
No, but they need to get punished for bullying. They should have kept. That's his business. How dare they put his business out there? What if they were made fun of? You treat others how you want to be treated. So therefore, you did something because you're trying to be all smart. Now you have to pay for the consequences. It is a shame that that boy killed himself, and no, they didn't know the consequences of their actions. They got to be able to pay for them now. So just because you do something and you don't know the outcome of it, you're supposed to not be held responsible and accountable? I don't think so. They need to
help
be,
it goes
whatever,
back, yeah.
whatever their punishment is, they need that because they shouldn't have did it in the first place.
But
you
have
to
Now, let me say this, though. Okay, I get where you're coming from, Dee Dee, but see, if they do it like that, they're going to do that across the board. You see
what I'm saying?
And they should, and maybe they should, and maybe it will make people think twice about what they're doing to other people.
Exactly.
Okay, now, hold on. So you're telling
everyone knows right from wrong.
Hold on.
They were college students. They weren't little kids. They know right from wrong. They should not have done that.
Okay, now. So you're telling me that, like, if me and the guy I'm dating, we get in an argument, I tell him I don't want to see him no more, then he goes and kills himself, then should I be held responsible for it? Even
Those are two different situations, CeeLo. Totally different situations. That's you telling him you don't want to deal with him. That's not you posting pictures of him making out with another man on the internet for everyone to see. Those are two different situations.
That's like a girl going and telling all her girlfriends, oh, that nigga got a love dick.
Right.
Well, he might want to think about it if his dick is that small. Now, coming up in the 11 o'clock hour, we got 3 minutes before Mr. TM joins the show. Definitely looking forward to that. And shortly after that, that will be our entertainment and world news. So, Angel.
Once again, I'm back with my swag on swole. I'm all about my money, baby girl, you should know. When I say you take a shot, it bring your head to your toes. A minute down, reach you can see I'm on the road. Yeah, I got jet flow, I ain't playing for this. My girl, you think like I'm the poor man again. I choose my hands while they do some rambling. Open your body to feel what you're working with. I'm like, yeah, I bet you want to deny. Come and roll with me, introduce you to clouds. Take your ass to sleep with your pretty smile. Let me take you from your man for a while. Keep my hand, how you ever get a 30-day trial. Cause I'm loving your swag and I'm feeling your style. Just get checked, get a valley up and down like a
you to a place where 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. You are in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live with the Angels and my boy Frank Nitti. Yo, this conversation is like wicked. I've been listening to y'all, and y'all definitely doing a good job tonight. Are we our brother's keepers? Did y'all actually realize that there were like 5 suicides just this week? It wasn't just that one little kid, but there was like 5 kids all under the age of 19 that killed themselves over the same issue this week. I mean, wow. Really all of them gay. Every last one of them were gay, struggling with their sexuality and killed themselves. 2 was 13. I believe 1 was 16. 1 was 17. 1 was 19. Did y'all actually know that?
No.
I knew that. I saw that on CNN this morning. CNN actually did a report on that this morning.
Yeah, all struggling with their sexuality. And so I think this is an interesting conversation. The perspectives are interesting as well. Because I do think it starts at home. I do think that it's kids who are kind of broken on the inside. You know, I mean, I hear some perspectives like, you know, wow, you want to kill yourself over this? Nitti, I think you were on to something when you said we got to be careful with what we say. And I also think you was on to something with that last comment. I think it is equivalent to saying, you know, something like, you know, your dude got a small dick. Because that might send some dudes over the top, make them want to jump off the bridge.
Exactly.
You know, if everybody's talking like, hey, Mr. Small Dick, you know,
right.
if you're known as Mr. Small Dick all your life, you know, I mean, that's something that might ruin you on the inside.
Yeah. But Mr. Small
Dick. That's not funny, guys. People really do.
They do. They really do.
And it's like, you know,
yeah, I just stepped up in DNA recorder studios, man. They got it going in right now.
What? What? Okay, the fact that I think he was having a conversation while he's on the phone.
Sorry, excuse me. But yeah,
Gary
man,
was mute.
I got you. I'm learning. I'm learning. New to me.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
I'm learning from y'all.
No, but I think it is a serious topic. I think it's one that we may be able to discuss on a whole show another time.
Oh,
it's really serious.
You're all over the place tonight. I'm not a big one to talk about this thing out of Atlanta with the bishop. But I'll tell you something. This little dude looking the camera straight in the face this week. Well, what I'll say about dude is he was serious.
Yes. I'm telling you, he was dead in the camera. Because they tried to get him when he was going in the store. He didn't want to talk. Because they showed, like, you know, when they first air something, they show the entire thing. And I was watching it, you know what I'm saying? It was like some live crap going on or whatever. The guy goes into, they follow him in the store. They wait till he come back out. They're still asking him questions. Then he finally just broke down and started talking to them. And then he just said to him, you know, that the way you left us was wrong. The way you misled us and treat us was wrong. And I mean, and he's, I get where he was coming from with the whole, why would they all come out? Like, it's enough to just do the allegations. But then they're taking it to court. And then, but nobody's asked for money, though.
Why now?
Well,
I'm going
to tell you.
Come on now. See, that's why I refer to it, or excuse me, compared it to a relationship. Because, again, when your mindset is in a certain thing, you know what I'm saying? If you're in a relationship mindset, that's the mindset that you're in. And then when you get broken out of that mindset, you have a chance to step back away from the situation and assess what, you know, those what happened and what feelings were and what feelings you have right now and so forth. And then supposedly they talked amongst themselves and figured out that, because none of them knew about each other. And supposedly they found out about each other, and then that's how that whole thing started.
Yeah. I think what I got out of it, I got that the dudes felt abandoned. You know, they felt abandoned. They felt like kicked to the curb. You know what I'm saying? I mean, one thing I'll say is, you know, dude was looking right in the camera like, you know, you don't lie like this. And I'm like, oh, man, here we go. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it is crazy. This whole thing is crazy. But, again, I heard somebody say earlier we shouldn't be judgmental. We really, really need to really, really, you know, like, pray on behalf of whomever and however, because this is not nobody's coming out of this a winner. Nobody's coming out of this situation a winner.
At all.
The accuser or, you know, the accused. And at the end of the day, if Nitty, yo, your comment about the toupee, or I think CeeLo, whoever made the comment about the toupee and dudes wearing wigs, I can't believe he's up there with that toupee on his head.
And he changes it.
That's his hair. Hairline changes hair.
He got it
regrown. That's his hair.
Whatever.
That's his hair.
Okay. Well, he got the George Clinton joint on.
That's his hair.
Pray for him for hair, okay? But that's a patch. He got a bald. He got the George Jefferson starting right there. All right there. All up in the middle. Right there.
Folks, this is a Freestyle Friday conversation tonight. The show that was scheduled tonight, we'll do it on Sunday. That topic is honesty really the best policy? We're going to pick that up on Sunday. This is a freestyle conversation. If you have something that you want to get off your chest going on this week, give us a call, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. Truly, we really need to pray for the bishop. We need to pray for the congregation, you know, because this is my thing right here. I don't know why we just at this point, the cat is out the bag. You know, why don't we just tell the truth and throw ourselves on the throne of grace? Because I'm like, you know, the one thing I really can't stand is a bunch of liars. You know, it's
right.
One thing to fall. You know, the what's the dude's name? He said we fall down, we get up. You know, a lot of people. You know, you got to ass up and tell the truth. You know what I'm saying? I mean, come on. You got to tell the truth. And this is not a truthful situation, I don't think. You know, and it's going to be ugly. It's really going to be ugly. But this is, I'm going to tell you, this is something that people aren't talking about right now as we sit on the sidelines and spectate. But, I mean, hey, are criminal charges coming out of this? Hell with the lawsuit. Are criminal charges coming out of this thing right here? I don't know.
No, look, the thing is they have to prove it, though.
Yeah.
Well, so federal charges, you know what I'm saying, aren't really likely unless they can, you know, with solid evidence, prove these things. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
if they got a recording of some sort of act or whatever, anything that they substantiate their claims, you know. But right now, I mean, you can't even look at federal charges because right now it's only civil. You know what I'm saying? Because it'll go past civil if they can produce some sort of a hardcore evidence. Because in civil court, you can go with he say, she say. But somebody got to come up with something. You see what I'm saying? Somebody has to come up with some kind of evidence of yay or nay. I think that everybody needs to be prayed for. Because even if, okay, like say the gentlemen are misspeaking. I'm not even going to call them lies. Just say they're misspeaking. They need counseling. Something else has to be going on within themselves if they are lying. You see what I'm saying? And then,
I don't think it was lying, though. Did y'all see that one of them had a house that was paid for by
yes.
this guy?
Yes. The one in Charlotte, I think.
Yeah.
Dude, I
was going to say. Yeah. 917-889-3926 is the number. Go ahead, CeeLo.
No, that was Didi.
I said, it was paid for.
Yeah.
He just said it was paid for.
A house that was being paid for by this person. Did I see the deed? You know I ain't seen no damn deed.
They said that he paid most of the stuff with church money. But who knows?
Yeah,
he gets
all of the trips. Yeah.
Let's save it for the interview.
Well, technically, it wouldn't
turn. Did you see that damn transaction, CeeLo? You ain't see that transaction, CeeLo.
I didn't see when I was born neither, but I'm here.
You got him. Back to you, my radio.
You got him. You got him. Oh, you got him.
It's Mr. Seven City.
I got him.
You get in the club, you just like, ooh, I'ma kill you with this outfit.
Nice jeans on, body looking fine.
love. Hit the bomb and stay in front of the light. You got it. You got it. You got it. You got it. Oh, I got it. You got your nice jeans on. Body looking fine. And nails down the hair like, yeah, I know you're full of light. Yeah, she ran it back, getting where that money yet. Like the study Zodiac, Capricorn, till you get to the money, your word is born. Bottles coming pink, one spilling while I'm chilling. My lady with me, but there's plenty women in the building. So I spot 'em, I see 'em, then I got 'em. No problem, I holler. Like mama, I'm Mr. Seven Cities, 20 cars in the front, 10 deep, we inside. Other 10 for the ladies, just in case they wanna ride. Pants looking loaded, from a pocket full of money. Pull up to the club, hit the bar and say you feel alive. You got it, you got it, you got it, you got it. Oh, you got it, oh, I got it. You got your nice jeans on, body looking stunning. Nails down the hair like, yeah, I know you feel alive. You got it, you got it, you got it, you got it. Oh, you got it, oh, I got it. Rose copping, champagne popping, till the night we club hopping. Ladies jockeying, money dropping, no limit is not stopping. Bad chicks all around me, a dime a dozen. Call it groupie loving, she came in with her husband. This is my party, yeah, no phonies, I'm sorry. Chase the smoke with Bacardi, not for me, but just call me. When the models here, oh yeah, so we can get right. Day and night, party, party, party with the weak flight. Monday to Sunday, plane flights one way. Ride waiting for me before I take off the runway. I know you want me, with my ladies feeling like. First match the outfit and belly ring looking nice. Nails full, open toes showing off the feet. Lip gloss looking luscious, I wanna eat. Your body working hard, need to be promoted. Gloss on the job, plus my pants fully loaded. My pants looking loaded, put my pockets full of money. Pull up to the club, hit the bar and stay full of life. You got it, you got it, you got it.
Today, October 1st, 30 days of my birthday and 6 days of my surgery. I want to start out, look, last night, the remains of 30-year-old Sean John model Jubar Esco Croswell was found in New Jersey. He had been missing for like a couple of days before they found him last night. And actually, a man walking near the shopping center found the body. They haven't determined how long he's been there or the cause of death yet, but I will keep you guys informed because he was a well-known model in New York. He did some modeling for Sean John, Rock Aware, and some other, you know, some other lines. So, but again, I will keep you guys updated on that. And but here is an update
Ice Cube accepts Common's offer to do the future films. I told you guys a couple of weeks, I think about 2 weeks ago, about Common, you know, stating that he wanted to do films with Ice Cube in the future. And this week, Cube was like, yeah, he's all for it. And so I'm looking forward to the collaboration myself because, you know, they had beef back in the 90s. So, you know, in the 2000s, it would be nice to see them, you know, working together. Look, how about this? Halle Berry, she just released her new fragrance called Reveal today. And I want to smell it because, I mean, if it smells like she looks, I think it'll be beautiful. And just some more updates.
Wow.
I can't lie. You know what I'm saying? Can't deny it.
I wanted to sniff her.
Yes. No, not really. But, you know what I'm saying? She's beautiful. So I'm quite sure the perfume will, you know, remind you of her in some sort of way. But either way, Kanye is going to be on Saturday Night Live tomorrow night, so check him out. Don't forget Bruno Mars' album's coming out on the 5th. Ice Cube's album just came out on the 28th, so go cop that. And then don't forget to watch the 106 and Park reunion this coming Wednesday. I'm looking forward to that. That's that 10-year anniversary reunion where all the people are going to be
right
there. AJ.
Right. That'd be real cool. They going all the way back, bringing everybody to the show. That's what's up.
Yes. So I'm looking forward to that. But, you know, you guys kind of took a story or two from, you know, we talked about early. So that's my deal for the evening. Thank you for having me. Yeah.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. You know what? Let's go ahead. I think we got a couple of MCs on the line that want to spit tonight. I know Nitty is out there. Nitty, you with us, right?
Yeah, I'm still here, baby.
Hey, and now we got a young lady on the line talk about spitting. Like, go ahead and introduce yourself to the people.
This is me. I'm O.D. I'm a dude. I'm from North of Virginia.
Yeah.
Trying to do it, you know?
Let us do it.
Ah.
Yeah.
Hey, so y'all trying to battle? Is this a battle out here, or are we just spitting?
I mean, it is what it is. I carry it. I can spit about him. I can spit about nothing. It's whatever, you know?
Hey, I think I hear a battle. Yo, we about to get into this battle, folks, after this throwback right here. If your girl only knew Elite, on the other side of Elite, we got a battle cracking. See you on the right.
Here we go like that.
Yeah.
TM Hyman Radio Live. We are back. It is 9:24 out in Phoenix. It's 10:24 in New Orleans. It's 11:24 here in Miami. I'm your hip-hop informer, your man TM Hyman, hanging out with the Angels tonight. We got this battle about to jump off with my girl, I believe is OD, right? I didn't get that right.
Nah, I'm a dude. My name Overdose. I'm OD from Norfolk, Virginia.
Oh, dude. My bad. Okay.
Yeah, OD.
Introduce yourself one more time to the people.
All right, I got you. I'm OD from Prompt Place, you know what I'm saying? I'm here with my man Tim Green, and we holding it down, you know. We're Prompt Place. We're going to do it like that one time.
That's folks, come on.
You know.
Versus Frank Nitty tonight. Nitty, introduce yourself.
Oh, what it do, man? What it do, man? Oh, y'all setting me up. You know Frank Nitty, man, Harlem, 55th and 8th, 757 all day.
So this is how it goes down, because my man is ready. He like, yo, he'll talk about Jew, he'll talk about whatever. He's ready to get it in. Hey, when it drops, it's on you. You know what I'm saying? You're going to hear the little spot drop, and then at the end, you just go ahead and get it in. This is OD versus Frank Nitty tonight. TM Hyman Radio Live.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
Talk
Radio Show.
You got it, OD.
Oh, here we go. Let's go.
Hey, I'll be right.
Let's kick this shit. Yo, listen. I'm going to tell you right now, I got a fetish for it. Cash Money Molexus, I arrest you for it. It's easy. It's nothing out here on the streets. I get it rapping. It's nothing. Money comes to me. It's natural, just like breathing. Easy. Holler at your boy, man. I get it. And anything that this cat about to spit, yo, he done rid it. He had a break. Holler at me, baby. This is off the dome. If you don't want it, homeboy, leave your problems home. This is satellite radio. We get it in. Freestylers on a meal, you just on a 10. Holler at your boy, I get it any way you want it, you need it. Slow you down, speed it up. Everything is seeded and weeded and motherfucker, we off Chris, what you need me? Easy, check it out, baby, best believe me, because anything I spit, it comes to me easy. I spit that shit to make your bitch weak up and uneasy. She be hollering me, telling me that she need me. I be like, slow down, bitch, why you so greedy? Believe me, it's nothing, homie. I flow for days, my money keep going, no cure. I'm like, hey, what it is, what you want, and tell me what you need, nigga. Ecstasy, crack, weed, we got speed, nigga. Holler at your boy, I ain't playing games. Fuck this nigga, I don't even want to know your name. I'ma get at you, eat you, and swallow you. You ain't shit, motherfucker. Fall back before I holler you out, nigga.
Hey,
it's not me. Fuck, I don't even want to hear that nigga rap.
Didn't do it. I put down no ground rules, so my bag on that. My bag on that. I ain't even gonna hate on that vocalist right there, that lyricist right there. I can't hate on him. Hey, because I didn't put down ground rules. Unfortunately, that means Nitty is about the. Oh my! Here we go, Nitty.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
Nitty. Yo, pussy with a capital P. He a bitch with a capital P. Ass tank with a Mac just happened to be. Listen. My mama named me Frank as a lot dog. And if a nigga got a problem, they pop on. I wish the nigga say something, I'd knock his top off. Hit a little ass, bitch ass nigga, switch ass nigga, probably snitch ass nigga. Listen, the game ain't tight, his game ain't right, his name ain't right. I'm out of your... Listen, I'm out of space when I face him. It's 18 to take him, listen. There's places I could take him. He don't want to see me for real. He don't want to be me for real, because I'm too much. He can't walk in my shoes. Don't think about barring my boots. I'm a soldier salute. Listen, he at my feet. The flow was so sweet. I couldn't understand nothing. I'm trying to be discreet, but listen, man. Go on to the next round. Next sound. Next sound. Bite, whatever.
However, I take them anywhere, wherever. Listen, no homo. Nigga switch like homos and somehow. Listen, man, I do this shit. Go, man. Go to the next round, man. I don't care who won.
This goes out of DJ Law. R.I.P. My brother from another mother. Yeah. Phone dropped. First thing come to mind. Nah, not another friend of mine. Early morning, September 19th, 2010. I lost the best friend. DJ Law, 7th City representative, Buddha Brother president, Bad News resident. Brooklyn was your start, VA was in your heart. I remember when we used to tear them clubs apart. Man, it broke my heart, now I reminisce. Your mama's rap show, yo, do you remember this? Every week, Saturday, yeah, we put it in. You and me, banging hip-hop from 8 to 10. But just like dust in the wind, now you're gone. Leaving family and true friends to carry on. Man, we had plans, but we never planned this. The love, the life, the laughter, we're gonna miss. My brother's gone and I ain't got no words, it's like, damn, man. My brother's gone and I ain't got no words, it's like, damn, man. My brother's gone and I ain't got no words, it's like, brother's gone and I ain't got no words. I ain't got no words. Now what you hear is not a test. Hip-hop culture lost one of the best. DJ Law put it down 20 years straight. Hit the ground running pure hip-hop from the gate. Yeah, and you my brother for life. I heard the news, you passed away and cut me like a knife. Thinking about your wife and poor mom Dukes. Rest in peace, DJ Law, 21 gun salute. My brother from another mother, never be another. Cool DJ Law, 103, the Buddha Brothers. Brought the bangers daily, keeper of the funk. Laid back brother, made the speakers go thump. Whole crowd jump, whole place packed. 757, man, they always got your back. R.I.P. DJ Law, the best. My brother, your brother, Buddha Brother, may you rest and peace. My brother's on and I ain't got no words, it's like, damn, man. My brother's gone and I ain't got no words. It's like, damn, man. My brother's gone and I ain't got no words. It's like, damn, man. My brother's gone and I ain't got no words. I ain't got no words. My brother's gone and I ain't got no words. It's like, damn, man. My brother's gone and I ain't got no words. It's like, damn, man. My brother's gone and I ain't got no words. It's like, damn, man. My brother's gone and I ain't got no words. I ain't got no words. Rest in peace, DJ Law. I love you, brother. Peace. Qadir Shakir, a.k.a. MC Spice. 757, stand up.
R.I.P., my brother, cool DJ Law. I'm your hip-hop informer, your man T.M. Hyman. You're in tune to T.M. Hyman Radio Live. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. O.D. versus Frank Nitti tonight. I don't know what just happened right there. Nitti just kind of threw up the flag. Hey, we got some folks who want to vote. Area code 757, last four digits, 2073. Where you calling from? Give us your feedback tonight.
Yo. Hey, my feedback, like, yeah, niggas is getting in, whatever. But I'm trying to get a taste of that, too.
Hey, stand by, but check it out. You got to give me a vote. Who won that round, O.D. or Nitti?
I get O.D.
All right, stand by for me. Stand by. We'll see if we can share the stage here. Area code 757, last four digits 0495. Tell us your name, where you're calling from tonight. Give us your feedback.
I ain't gonna be here.
0495. You know your number? What's your name? Give us the feedback.
My name.
All right. Folks. interesting one. Angels, go ahead and weigh in. CeeLo.
All right. OD.
OD. Toya.
OD.
Three for OD. Dee.
OD.
All right, so, Nitty, what the hell just happened right there? Fred Nitty, what the hell just happened? OD, congratulations, OD. Stand by for round two here, my dude. Nitty, what the hell just happened?
I was totally unprepared, right? Because where I'm at right now, I'm actually up in the studio, in the booth, and I had interaction going on, and I just wasn't prepared, man. The young man, I applaud him. He went in extra hard. You know this is something I do here, but I applaud him because he went in really hard, man. You know what I'm saying? But I had some other people that wanted to battle tonight. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I was taking all day. And
that
was supposed to be the battle.
You can't do that.
Hey, you got, you a real MC. You supposed to be ready at all times, Mr. MC. Let's go ahead and get
that's
our round two done. And then we're going to give we gonna get that person standing by an opportunity to share the stage tonight. OD, congrats on that round. Hey, we about to get it in with round two. Hey, Nitty, you up right now soon as the cloth drops here, my friend. On the other side of this is all you. Go ahead and make up for that round right there. Here we go. TM Hyman Radio Live.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
I'm about to OD. Niggas know me. Catch me OT. With OGs flipping OZs. I rip things, big things, heavy change. I never change. I let it game like D-Wade. Tell by towns like hurricanes and hurricane. I'm here to pain, the brutal brain. I do the thing. I got niggas out like bitches. I see the bitch in them. I spit those cattle. They got the back position them. Niggas watch paid in full trying to be mixing them. Run around with Nina's eaters. Want to be Nino's. Dreams of a Chilo. Shoot CeeLo. Watch Casino. Scarface. Good. Fellas and blow. I want the pain, the cane, the arm and hammer. Respect the fame and all the glamour. We all with hammers, clippers, bananas, fathers and phantoms. Kidnapped for that ransom money. I'm handsome money. I don't need to battle because I'm dancing money. Let's get it.
Hey, here we go. We're going to keep it moving. Here we go, keep it moving.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 Talk Radio Show.
It's my turn. Yo, listen. Homeboy, be quiet. This time I give it to you. You ain't ready over those. I'm here to spit it for you. Listen. Round one was a disaster, nigga. You don't want it back. You coming, I'm strapped, my nigga. Fuck it. I spit the shit to make the niggas feel it. This motherfucker ain't a rapper. He a ghost rider. So the shit I drop down, he gonna record it, take it back home and try to steal it. I know you niggas is feeling it. It's nothing. I'm giving it, kicking it, ripping it, hitting it, spitting it. Nigga, fuck you. Dick licking pussy, nigga. You don't want the way I give it.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
Last night, wanna roll with me and do some things in between the seats. My last night, wanna roll with me and do some things in between the seats. My last night, wanna roll with me. I need a freaking night. Come on, you be my friggin' night. I need a friggin' night. I need a friggin' night.
I'll be your friggin' night as long as you do me right.
First off, I stay running out with the fellas. M.O.B. and me are possibly make you tell it. I'm a cashier that don't really need love unless you pay me, but eventually that ain't enough. Have my heart for some valuable lesson learned. A scrub can't allow a gift to make his world turn. Top of my game, finally got my mind right. Rhyming tight, got me closer to the limelight. Passing up for commitment ain't my type. Body nice, but only wanted it for one night. My life is crazy and it's only enough room for me. Can squeeze you in with alcohol in the room key. Let's keep it real, man, ain't nobody like me. Build a land from my soul to my physique. Only one night and I'm looking for some love. Don't hesitate, get a taste of this Southern tub.
I don't really want you, no. Cause I paid for chasing and attracted, but it's nothing.
My friggin' night, I need a friggin' night. I need a friggin' night.
I'll be your
friggin'
night as long as
you do me right. The way that magic make me wanna boat. Is that a thong or you ain't got no panties on? Got your own car plus you got your own home. Okay, now what's the number to that cell phone? You say I'm just a child, but I think I'm too grown. My magic keep me known to have a few minds blown. Can't explain how your sex appeal make me feel. If I was weak, hard to make it, make it pay your bills. Cause you got a man, so there's no strings attached. I'm a rolling stone that ain't laying down his hat. The MVP, finally the one of the bat. My perfect night ending with the fucking perfect cat. Not a player, not a pimp, no time for that. Give me the yacht and some bucks and y'all can have that. Top of my game, finally got my mind right. And Ramen Tight got me closer to the limelight. I said it like
I don't really want you, no. Cause I'm paid for chasing and attracting, but it's nothing.
My freaking night, I need a freaking night, I need a freaking night.
I'll be your freaking night as long as you do me right.
Ain't looking for no romance, a spot in between your legs. I love the way you slow dance, make that happen in the bed. Caging in some role playing, if you're really freaky nurse, I feel a little horny. Horny cheeks, increase some pleasure with alcohol. Bad day, it's a Tylenol. My sex game is something that should be applauded. Just being real, here's the deal, we can get it on. Just know to take the ass home early in the morning.
I don't really want you, no. Cause I'm paid for chasing and attracted, but it's nothing, yeah. You don't need a lady, not your man or husband, no. So don't try to pay me, I just want some loving, yeah. Only one I need, I don't really want you, no. Cause I'm paid for chasing and attracted, but it's
number. It is 10:42 in Houston, Texas. It's 11:42 in Atlanta. You are in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live. Battling OD versus Nitty tonight. Ladies,
yes.
CeeLo.
Yes, sir.
OD or Nitty. That was that Nitty. Nitty came back that round, but who took it?
Oh.
OD or Nitty?
I say Nitty. Excuse me, Nitty. Yes.
All right, stand by. Area code 757, last four digits 2073. This is my man, Swagnifico. Hey, Swagnifico, we're going to give you the stage. But tell me who just took that round, OD or Nitty?
Nitty got that one. OD got down. You know, he fucked up. You know he fucked up, but it is what it is. It happens to the best sometimes. Fuck it.
All right. Definitely happens to the best of sometimes. All right, stand by for me, man. I'm going to let you get your shine on tonight, too. Hey, Toya, OD
yeah.
or Nitty?
Nitty, but was that a written rhyme or a freestyle?
Hey, let's ask his ass. Nitty, was that written or was that freestyle?
There was a little bit of both.
No.
All right, well, that's honest.
That's his bars that been on the, you know, it's certain shit that's been on the nigga head for years, you know what I'm saying? So when you have to make it go on the bag, you got to go on the bag and make it work.
Hey,
yeah.
That's what's good. Hey, Didi, Nitty OD.
Yo, Nitty, that joint made me laugh. Nitty, that's my vote. That joint was, I liked it. It was hilarious.
Hey, so What it sounds like right now, folks, is the fact that we got one round going to OD, one round going to Nitty. Now, it looks like OD just dropped off, so we need you to jump back on, brother, so we can go ahead and get this last round in so we can figure out who our freestyle winner is tonight. We got Swagnifico, who wants to get it in, who want to battle the winner tonight, and it's a tie right now, so we need a round three so we can determine our winner. So right now, as we try to get OD back online, we're going to go into our health and wellness segment tonight, live out of Chesapeake, Virginia, with Dee Dee. Hey, we got OD back. It's round three. Round three, we got him back. Here we go. Go ahead, Dee Dee.
Oh, okay. Dee Dee, I'm confused. It's okay now. I got it. Good evening, everyone. Real quick, because I don't want to hold this freestyle battle up tonight, I just wanted to speak to everyone about oral hygiene. While brushing your teeth and flossing and all that good stuff and getting dental cleaning and everything is important. I know Friday nights don't... Sorry?
That's very necessary.
Very necessary. I was going to say, I know Friday nights we take it into the bedroom, but we also can take oral hygiene into the bedroom as well, because I don't want to go into the bedroom with anyone who doesn't have any good oral hygiene. So let's start there. Brushing your teeth with fluoride toothpaste is essential for good oral health. Not only does brushing your teeth help prevent tooth decay, it also helps prevent gum disease, which is one of the leading causes of tooth loss in adults and has been linked to heart attacks and strokes. So removing tooth stains and avoiding bad breath are added benefits for brushing your teeth. Again, if you want to go into the bedroom with somebody, please make sure you check their breath. Besides brushing, you also want to make sure that you floss. These are two things. You should floss twice a day, brush twice a day. Once when you get up in the morning and before you go to bed. That way, you know, it'll be a part of your routine. That's something that you actually have to think about. And just want to give some reasons why you should go have dental cleaning. For people who don't think that they're necessary or important to do every 6 months, it prevents oral cancer, prevents gum disease. It's a good way to maintain good physical health. It keeps your teeth, because little do you know, you're not supposed to grow old and get false teeth. You're supposed to keep your real teeth. They detect dental problems early. If you need anything like root canals or you have any type of nerve damage or say you had an accident when you were young, it'll let you know. Dental cleanings will let you know if you're going to have some problems as you get older as far as your teeth are concerned. It's also a good use of your dental insurance plan. You pay for it, use it. They give you so many cleanings, I think two a year, some they cover. Use it. You pay for it. Also prevents bad breath and keeps your teeth white. And and prevents those things called cavities. So to prevent those cavities, make sure that you floss daily, eat healthy, visit your dentist, use sealants. They've definitely become more popular. If you don't know anything about it, you can Google sealants to sealants. Especially for kids and adults, use mouth rinse and chew sugarless gum. Gums with a lot of sugar, they stay on your teeth, and the sugar just rots away and causes cavities. Wanted to let you know that adults with post-high school degrees had an average of 3 more teeth than those without high school diplomas. I thought that fact was kind of interesting. Let me repeat it again. Right, it caught you off. It caught me off guard too. I repeat it again for everybody who's listening. Adult with post—that means after high school degrees, like you maybe some college or you graduated from high school. Basically, let's keep it simple. Have an average of 3 more teeth than those without a high school diploma. Exactly.
Oh, we going in on that note right there. Hey, we got the battle coming up, round three.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
Yo, I think that's
last.
Hey, Hey, folks, we got the battle cracking right now. OD won the first round. Nitty won the second round. Got to go around three. We got Magnifico. Want to stand by for battle tonight's winner next Friday night. Hey, we about to get it in right now, my friends. Round three, here we go. Hey, OD, you up next.
What's
after
up?
This joint. When it is, it's ripping.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 Talk Radio Show.
Yo, listen. When it come to this freestyle and shit, homie, I'm the master. The second round was a hype, but this shit gonna be a disaster. The radio host asked you, was your shit fact or fiction? You admitted to writing, so that means that he bitches. Listen, I tell the truth in every one of my rhymes. He be lying, he'll get punched for every one of his lines. Listen, give it to you straight and give it to you don't. This nigga is a pussy, that's why he battles over the phone. Rapping ass nigga, dragging middle of the street. Take your motherfucking shoes off the bottom of your feet. And sell them back to you later, you be happy as shit. Talking about he was playing, ain't really his bitch. Listen, homeboy, you's a motherfucking cookie when it come to this battle and shit. Bitch, you's a rookie. Fall back, be easy, and let me take this shit. Like, it's like, that's like bringing a bad bitch to the club. You's a punk, so fall back, let me take your bitch. Listen. It's toast, man. This is what I do. Anytime you want to come, don't fuck with a nigga who ain't new. You need to fall back, nigga, and just play your role. Because shit can get real and ain't the way you roll. Motherfucker, easy. OD, nigga. Oh.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
Listen, here we go, round three, in the gutter where you found me. I'm headed for OD, about to take his head off. He must be sipping Smirnoff, thinking he can fuck with the guard. Situation is hard, he talking hard. Probably get locked behind bars, start begging for guards. He don't want to get charged, they got charged off these bars. I'm on the run from the feds, I'm fed trying to get fed. Listen, I'm on a mission, he mad I went fishing. I'll probably fuck all his fishes. They come so bitches when I spit it. I'm similar to the whole that's his mama tits. I'm, I can, listen, I'm done. I don't need no more balls.
So hard to breathe, they say that we call love. Ain't nothing worse than the hurt feeling deep from love. Get hurt by the one you're living for. Hate can make you wanna love no more.
No more. I just can't be loving you no more. I love you more than I love myself. Loving you no more. I just can't be loving you no more. I love you more than I love myself.
Only cause I drove and I'd have had a lot to drink. When I wanted it blue, you said we got to paint it pink. And it's pieces of your hair still sitting in my sink. And you still got underwear that's sitting in the dryer. How come every time that you're suspicious, I'm a liar? You stand out, I can hear you whistle in the choir. And that's the only reason you the missus I admire. Damn, tell me what I'm gonna do. Since everything that I'm trying to forget is all true. Me and all your main girls get along too. I would take my last dollar out and bet it on you. But you see the same one I'm missing. It's basically the reason I became something different. It's just that I remember me before. And if you could do the same, baby, then we'd be for sure.
Send it to me right now. TM Hyman Radio Live at
tmhymanradiolive@gmail.com. tmhymanradiolive@gmail.com. Hey, folks, if you got music, we will play it. Again, send it to me right now. tmhymanradiolive@gmail.com. We'll make sure we give you the right information. Folks, thank you all for hanging out with us tonight. Again, tmhymanradiolive@gmail.com. Send it to me. We will play it. Good night, everybody.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
All right, now, this is after the show, and y'all know we're recording, so we're going to keep it recording for a minute. Hey, Angels, how y'all feel about that battle?
I don't know what happened with Nitty tonight. He didn't show up the way I thought he would.
I like how he started. I didn't like how he finished, but I really wasn't. At some point, I can't take all the cussing, so.
I apologize because I didn't set the ground rules before.
Hello?
Because when you set the ground rules, you know, I wasn't mad at anybody though.
Yeah. I understand that. Yeah, because you didn't say that at first, so yeah.
DC was saying she really can't take all of the cursing, and I apologize. Folks, this is, again, after the show. We're recording a podcast after the show. It's like 12:01 right now. Thanks for hanging out with us tonight. Again, it looks like OD will be battling Swagnifico next Friday night. That should be an interesting battle. Both of those dudes seem like they have some skills.
Yeah, and I just actually had somebody call, just give me a call and tell me that they wanted to battle as well, so...
Yeah, we might be onto something with the Friday night freestyle battle. Hey, thank you all for holding it down that first hour too. The dude is like extremely freaking tired.
We understand.
Hey, I was embarrassed. Excuse me, OD. I apologize for calling you a female twice.
Wow.
Right.
Yeah,
that's
like.
We got a female.
I got excited.
I didn't know what was going on there, but I thought it was a female.
And you really seriously thought that too.
I mean, come on. The one thing about me, I thought I knew my hip hop voices. That's how a street female, a real street female. That's what it sounded like to me.
My voice is deeper than his. I mean,
come on,
give it to me.
My husband had a very high voice, so I've learned that.
He didn't sound like that. Come on now. He did not sound like that.
No doubt. Again,
this is
T.M. Hyman after the show. It's like 12:02. This is what we do after the show. It's a lot
of real after the show.
Yeah, I mean, no disrespect to OD because he kind of ripped it for him. He had a filthy mouth, but, you know, nevertheless, that's hip-hop.
Yeah,
word.
You know, whatever. Anyway, but I
like creativity.
Didn't talk about it no more. But I really did. I ran out into the living room. Was like, yo, we got a female.
As long as I ain't by myself, I'm just being honest. You know what I'm saying? I mean, at least I apologize.
Yeah, exactly. I laughed. That's just me, though.
And the dude didn't get offended. It's so cool. I've been mistaken as a dude before. It's okay.
Yeah,
so he has balls, you know. I mean, whatever.
But you know what's crazy? I didn't hear him tell me that the first time, but he did. He said, "I'm a dude," but that went right over my head. And then when I said it again, and he said it again the same way, "I'm a dude." So what that said is, he used to people saying that. That's what it said. Oh, I'm a dude.
Oh God, stop that! Cut it out.
Oh
right.
Man.
Well, nevertheless, OD is our hip-hop freestyle winner tonight. Big up to you, my dude. Much respect. No disrespect at all. Your voice just threw me the freak off. Hey,
yeah.
Diddy, you threw me off asking me, did I see the damn D?
Why would you ask him that? Like, he pulled it up on
the... It was rhetorical. I didn't expect your
He was offended.
Did you
ask?
I saw the little boy taking pictures with diamond earrings on and the bracelet and the watch and the pictures of the hotel and, the little, what's that thing called? The little tight suit thing, the cat suit.
Oh, with the spandex on? Yes, he had the body shirt and the biker-looking shorts.
With the tango. Hold on, he had on a tango.
Yeah, it was turned to the back.
Hey, T-Lo, remember when we was on Save James's show? Hey, look, Steve James said that when after he saw that picture of Eddie Long in the spandex and the Kango, he'll never wear another black Kango again.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, and it was hilarious. And the dude got up there. That's how I got into that Catholic girl thing, I think.
Right, Tony Woods.
Yeah. Very interesting.
I don't know. Have you guys seen those pictures? Those pictures are a hot mess.
Yeah, this is my thing right here. I mean, again, truly, we all fall short, right? We all got some skeletons in the closet. We all got vices. But one thing about me and my vices and my skeletons, y'all know I'll talk about them. I'll be real about it. You know what I'm saying? And I just don't like the fact that I think he's lying to us. I don't like that.
Right. And that's
you really
think
so?
What it does is it sets up what he's doing right now is creating another platform. So if he is guilty, then now I'm saying, how is that going to impact the church world? You see what I'm saying? There's so many, they are mega churches. I've been inside of one. It's like where the spotlight is on you, and it's like you start sweating, even if it's cold in there. You know what I'm saying? Like, what's going to happen? Is that going to fall apart?
I'm truly not. I'll keep going back to it. I'm not trying to be judgmental, but I'm going to tell you something. I really felt that little dude on TV this week. You know, I really felt him. You know, you can see in his eyes that he's been through something. You know what I'm saying? And they not
like a little boy in the eyes.
They're not going to put themselves on the line like that to be totally humiliated if something didn't go down. And just the idea that this powerful man who this is what's really bothering me. The fact that he's known as the anti-gay pastor.
Yeah, but look at that other pastor. Was it Hagen? You know what I'm saying? Look at that pastor. He went as far as to do PSAs and all that crap.
Right.
And go on TV and say, you know, down with the gay people. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, what? And then turn around and you coming out.
Right.
Nasty, the whole deal. You know what I'm saying? My thing is, the reason why I kind of I don't even want to say side with the gentleman, but the reason why I feel like it's possible is because I remember being in the military. I remember being an E1 and E2 and being approached by E8. And I don't know if y'all are familiar with rank, but an E8 is someone who's been in there for a nice amount of time who is considerably older than myself. Who have come on to me sexually, and then when I, you know what I'm saying, like, nah, get away from me, and I'll be nasty about it. They like, and I was like, I'm going to say something. Oh, who you think they're going to believe? You, a private, over me, a master sergeant who's been in the military for, you know, years?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And they come at you like that.
And that's abuse of power.
No, possible. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's abuse of
what?
Power. For me, go ahead, Didi. Go ahead.
This is what I feel like. Again, because I want to take any kind of judgmental views out of it, and I've done my best not to really listen to too much TV about it or read too much internet about it, but my thing is I feel that Bishop he's responsible for allowing something like this to arise because he has for part in order to be just looked up to as a leader, as a spiritual counselor, as you know what he gives. He has to pay attention to certain things and not allow himself to be put in like any kind of situation that would shine ill light on him and his family. I hold him responsible and accountable for that. Can I say it's true or not? I can't say, but what I do say is that he's responsible for allowing something like this to arise because he should always have somebody around. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
He should always make this, you know what I mean?
I just don't think, I don't, again, don't know if it happened, did happen, don't happen, nothing. But I just think he should be more responsible because he is a bishop. Because he
yeah,
is
he
looking to.
Yeah, those positions, yeah.
Well,
but you know,
like this. I totally agree, Dee Dee. Go ahead, Toya, I'm sorry.
No, I was just saying that, I agree with Dee Dee that in the position that you're in, you shouldn't allow yourself to be put in a certain position in a certain light because you don't have others around. That's just like a doctor, a male doctor going into an examination room with a woman and not having a second party there. You just, you know, I think it's strange you have these young men on trips with you outside of the country, they say, and you don't have anyone else with you. Why would you put yourself in that position? You know, I don't know. And then the fact that you don't defend yourself, you don't say, no, I didn't do it, I think a lot of people are looking at that as well. But, I mean, they say that he's supposed to be defending himself this week in his next sermon. But, you know, people look at it a little strange. I mean, you don't have to get into the legalities of it all, but you can say, no, I did not do it, which he didn't say. So I think a lot of people are looking at
that
as well.
You know exactly. I'm not that man. Now, check it out. This is my deal. Take the gay piece out of it, right? So take the gay piece out of it and look at those pictures. What Dee Dee, what you just said, I totally wholeheartedly agree on. And again, I've tried not to. If you all didn't start this conversation up in the first hour tonight, I wouldn't be talking about it right now because, again, I don't want to be a basher on this show, right? But, I mean, we can't, as you know, as spiritual people, you know, regardless of whether we claim Christianity as our religion or not, I know everybody on this, you know, show is a spiritual person. And so let's take it simply from a spiritual perspective and take the gay piece out of it. Those damn pictures of the bishop were inappropriate. They look like pictures that will be uploaded to blackpeoplemeet.com and not a freaking
They were
bishop.
A mess. Yes, they were
and
a mess.
Just take the gay out of it and just say they were totally flat out inappropriate, period.
They
so
were.
He's at
he
least Asian.
Yes, he
he's at least in an inappropriate inappropriate activity. You know what I'm saying? Which is wrong.
It is
yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Even if he was a woman, you know what I'm saying? It still would have been, him sending that to a woman still would have been inappropriate. You know what I'm saying? Unless it was to his wife or something. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't know. Like, how do you do that?
I don't know. I just think the whole situation is a mess.
It is. It is. Absolutely.
You know, it's a mess, and it's a shame that it's happening.
I was going to say, if that was workout clothes, I mean, good gracious, you wear Kangol?
It's not just that they wore workout clothes, but he was, like, really posing. Like, it's just too much. I just couldn't see. I couldn't see my pastor posing in some spandex with a Kangol turned to the back with his, you know, taking pictures with his iPhone in the mirror. I can't see that. That's just too much for me.
In the bathroom, right?
That's
in
too much for me.
In somebody's bathroom.
That's way
bathroom.
Too much. I don't want to see that.
Hey, flipping a switch or flipping it off of this before we get out of here tonight, and I'm just trying to make up for the time that we came into the show late tonight, make sure we got a full podcast. The five kids that committed suicide just this week alone is, like, tragic.
Was it this week or was it in the past month, TM?
This week.
Was it this week? For some reason, I thought on the report that I saw this morning on CNN that it was actually this month. But, yeah, five, and they range from, what, the ages, I think, 12 to 19?
I think it was 13 to 19, two 13-year-olds.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's really sad.
And the reason why I say this week, because that's the report I heard, and today is the first day of the month, and that report hit this morning.
Oh, okay.
Today is a whole new month, so I think the way I understood it, this week alone, in different parts of the country, you know, again, all under, you know, 21, you know, from 19 to 13 years old. I mean, come on, man, what is happening? I think we all can relate to really what's happening because at the end of the day, all of us have been taunted. Taunted. We've all been taunted at some point in our life, you know, I mean, over something, whether it was the clothes you wore, the shoes you wore, you know, I mean, you ain't have this, you ain't look like this. I mean, everybody has never, couldn't fit into some particular group. And so can you imagine, you know, what was crazy to me, what I heard this week, was the roommate that found out that another roommate was gay, he set up a webcam to record a sexual relationship that went down between him and somebody else that he exposed on the Internet to everybody. So can you imagine that everybody was watching you, you know, kiss a boy, and you thought it was just you and the boy? I mean, can you imagine how tragic that is, that everybody's now, like, you know, taunting you? First of all, that sounds crazy to me. It sounds like something out of a movie.
But look,
it
that's
does.
What happened to
really
what? Did Kardashian put that on this thing? I mean, is there like people who sex tapes come out? Did they all put them out?
No, it was put out by somebody else.
Right.
No,
so it's
I mean, if you think about how embarrassing it is, you know, just for, you know, a female, you know, in the limelight, and they have a sex tape that's put out. Just think of a young man, you know, a teenager in school, and no one knows what his sexuality is, maybe, and for them to tape that secretly and invade his privacy and then put that out for everyone to see, yeah, that's terrible.
It made him kill himself. It made him kill himself. It was crazy.
Oh, the girl who lived in the dorm next to him said that when they interviewed her, she said he was clearly gay. Like, you know, she was like, you know, like, it wasn't something that you know what I'm saying, would notice. So,
Apparently, he struggled with being gay.
I mean,
well,
it may
not have been the fact that he was necessarily gay more so than the ridicule. That's what,
right.
That's what did
the
it.
The other people making fun of and talking about him, and that's
then
what I think pushed him.
When he wasn't comfortable, then he struggled again. He still struggled with it because those who don't struggle don't mind the ridicule because they know that's what comes along with the lifestyle. They know that
right.
comes
right.
along with the choice. You know what I'm saying? Those of us who know, you know, who are, you know, familiar with lesbians or gay men, gay women, whatever, you know what I'm saying? If they're open with it, they already know they're going to get ridiculed. They are already accepting of that. So to me, she was struggling. You know what I'm saying? So he struggled with the ridicule. He struggled with being, with, you know, with the sexuality, with the choice. He was just struggling. You know, he didn't want nobody to see. He didn't want nobody to know. For real. Oh, my God, it's out now. He know his family is on the Internet. He struggled, period. He wasn't, you know what I'm saying, he wasn't ready for it. He struggled.
I'll say this to anybody who is, you know, know somebody, anybody who's going through it, you know, if you're listening to this show, you know, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, everybody got issues. You know, there's nothing too big for God. You know, I mean, I know sometimes we feel like we don't have people we can talk to, you know, but at the end of the day, you know, the real problem really is us. Because at the end of the day, if we can't accept each other for who we are, then it's not really the people with the problem, you know, that's the issue. You know, we got to look deep within ourselves and see what kind of issues do we have that make us judgmental to the point to where, you know, we can't really support people for where they are. And people got struggles and issues that are far greater than their sexuality, you know. And regardless of what the issue is, I mean, we got to be our brother's keeper. I heard somebody say that in the beginning of the show. You know, we got to be our brother's keeper, and we got to watch what we say and do. Because at the end of the day, we don't know the impact that we have on the next person based on what we said or what we just did. You know, so somebody said one thing too many to five young people this week, and it caused them all to kind of go over the top. You know, I mean, it's just so, so freaking tragic. You know, we got to get it together, world. Thanks for joining tonight, folks. Angels, you are, in fact, just that, angels. Back Sunday, we're talking about honesty. What y'all know about that?
All too well. Not everybody can handle it. I'll say that.
This is true.
Ain't that the truth?
Yeah.
This is true.
You can't handle the truth.
You can't handle it.
Hey, hold on. But look, before we get off, right, did y'all hear, like, about the, or even see the thing on YouTube with, President Obama? He was in Wisconsin, and he was meeting with the, you know, with the townspeople about, you know, this, you know, term elections coming up. And
it was really awesome. If y'all get a chance, I'll try to email it to you guys. But yeah, it was pretty dope. It was a 40-minute long video, but it was really awesome. I loved it when he said, you can't have the keys because you can't drive. He was talking to the Republicans. He was like, you know, you had the keys before. You know what I'm saying? You crashed it. You can't get the keys back. You know what I'm saying? You can't get the keys because you don't know how to drive. And I loved it. He was like, when you want to go, he said, when you put the car in D, what does it do? It goes forward. You put it in R and goes in reverse. Yes, I loved it. Yeah.
Hey, I'm checking it out. I'm checking out some right now. Folks, just talking about President Obama. Hey, election's coming up next month. It's October the 2nd. It's 12:20 a.m. October the 2nd. Yo, hey. 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 November the 3rd. Coming November the 2nd, actually. Election's coming up. We have got to focus and pay attention. We got to keep President Obama in office, my friends. Don't give up now. You know, don't give up now. Check out the YouTube Obama in Wisconsin rally. Change is going to come. President Obama, check this out. TM Hyman Radio Live.
That is how the other side wins. In an interview with Rolling Stone magazine, Obama went even further, saying it would be inexcusable and irresponsible for Democratic voters to sit out the midterm elections. And Vice President Joe Biden recently told supporters to stop whining and consider the alternative should Republicans take control of Congress. Their tough talk comes as polls show there's more enthusiasm among Republican voters than Democrats, a reversal from the trend that swept Democrats into power in 2006 and 2008. But some of those same polls suggest that the enthusiasm has more to do with anger toward the party in power than actual support for GOP candidates. It's a reality Republicans have no problem embracing.
President Obama and Nancy Pelosi have done more to galvanize Republican voters and to alienate independent voters than we, frankly, would have been able to do over the course of the last.
Get out of here. You don't know what he's talking about.
I'll tell you what, though. People don't realize how important the midterm elections are. You know, they think that it's all about the president, but, you know, the Senate and Congress, if it's not held down by the Democrats, I mean, people don't realize these are folks that will be elected into really, really high positions later on down the line. I mean, it's really, really important that people get out and vote on the midterm election because Senate and Congress, they pretty much, you know, make the laws that we have to live with. So people need to remember that.
Yeah, because a lot of people think that the president has the power, and he, you know, he's a delegator. You know what I'm saying? And,
right.
And he's responsible, and he has his hands in everything, but at the same time, he's not the one who makes the final decision. You know what I'm saying? He's the advocate for the people.
This is true.
And it's really, really, I mean, it's really, really important.
It's back up on Sunday's show you know, is honesty really the best policy topic? You know, I think politics, the elections, and much more can fit into our roundtable. Is it ever okay to lie? We're going to talk about those little white lies. And what the hell is a white lie anyway? Is that better than a black lie? I don't know. So we'll talk about it more. Good night, everybody. We'll see you on Sunday. Sunday, 7 o'clock. Good night.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.